I want you to imagine a man has just bought a new radio. He just loves to turn on the radio, and this is what happens when he turns it on.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to make a clean sweep, have some sandwiches, top those off with some candy, get shamed, and celebrate a few birthdays. My friend and former colleague Glenn unfortunately spells his name with only one N, but I'll forgive him that. Glenn is better known to his friends as Sweep, and he had a birthday at the end of last month. I sent Facebook wishes on Facebook, but in addition to celebrate Sweep's birthday, we're going to start off the show with a clean sweep in this segment, beginning with Waring's Pennsylvanians.
Sweeping the cobwebs off the moon. What good is your pining? Find your silver lining and keep sweeping the cobwebs off the moon. You'll make the clouds hurry away, humming a lovely love song. Some lucky day, somebody may come along. Chase all of your sorrow, take care of tomorrow, and keep sweeping the cobwebs off the moon.
clouds away and let the sun shine through. Then I'd know that all our dreams would come true. All our joys like broken toys are lying at our feet. I confess that happiness is bittersweet. Love will tell us when the sunshine is shining. Then we'll know that we needn't go on pining. If you could sweep the clouds away and let the sun shine through, that's the time that I will know that I love you.
Thank you.
Sidney Kite, K-Y-T-E, and his Piccadilly Hotel Band, who haven't been heard on the show in a very long time, and Sweep, written by Douglas Ferber and Vivian Ellis. The vocal trio on that July 17, 1933 Edison Bell Winner 78 was the Three Jinks, whom we heard last week with the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra. Before Sweep was the Coon Sanders Orchestra with the vocal duo of Joe Sanders and Carlton Coon, and Sweepin' the Clouds Away, from December 6, 1929. Sweepin' the Clouds Away was written by Sam Coslow and was sung in the 1930 film Paramount on Parade by Maurice Chevalier. That was preceded by Lou Gold and his orchestra with Irving Kaufman crooning If You Could Sweep the Clouds Away and Let the Sun Shine Through. It's a lovely tune, but was recorded just a couple of months after Sweepin' the Clouds Away was released, and so didn't sell very well. It was written by Lou Gold, with the lyric by his wife, Doris Reynolds. We started off with Waring's Pennsylvanians, with Fred himself providing the vocal on Keep Sweepin' the Cobwebs Off the Moon, from December 13, 1927. Keep Sweepin' the Cobwebs Off the Moon was composed by Oscar Levant, with the words by Joe Young and Sam M. Lewis. Happy birthday, Sweep. I hope you enjoyed that set. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, Thursday, November 3rd, was National Sandwich Day. I guess a number of fast food chains were giving away free sandwiches, but I didn't get one. Although the concept of eating meat between slices of bread had been around long before, the sandwich is credited to British statesman John Montagu, the 4th Earl of Sandwich, who introduced the idea to London high society. The word sandwich first appears in print in a November 24, 1762 journal entry by Edward Gibbon, author of The History of the Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire. A sandwich first appeared in a recipe in Charlotte Mason's 1773 cookbook titled The Lady's Assistant for Regulating and Supplying Her Table, being a complete system of cookery containing 150 select bills of fare. So to celebrate National Sandwich Day, here's a menu of musical sandwiches, beginning with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra. Thank you.
It's too high, play lower, please. I bring a Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. Lisa loves Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. She don't care much for Pixby, 99. Pickles, sauerkraut, she loves cheese with pumpernickels. Every night she whispers Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches. I feel there's something wrong. Instead of woman's caressing, all she keeps doing is pressing. Frankfurter sandwiches, Frankfurter sandwiches, all day long.
And kissing in you. don't need music. Hear that music play. As long as your eyes look into mine, the things I long for are simple and few. A cup of coffee, a sandwich, and you.
Well, frankly, there aren't all that many vintage recordings about sandwiches. So we heard an instrumental and a vocal version of A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You, a play on the line A Loaf of Bread, A Jug, and Wine, and Thou, from the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam, composed by Joseph Meyer. We started with Roger Wolf Kahn and his orchestra and their December 15, 1925 instrumental recording, and finished up with the crooning troubadour Nick Lucas singing the Al Dubin and Billy Rose lyric not long after, in January of 1926. In between the cups of coffee and sandwiches, we heard Al Lentz and his orchestra with Frankfurter Sandwiches, written by Al Dubin, Ed G. Nelson, and Harry Pease. That Columbia recording was made in New York on May 17, 1927.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on rapidly rotating records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last segment, we celebrated National Sandwich Day. Apparently, there are more than 1,200 of these so-called national days, and another one was last Friday, November 4th, that being National Candy Day. The word candy was first used in late 13th century Middle English and is derived from a Persian word for cane sugar. But before sugar was readily available, candy was made from honey. For this segment of the show, we've got some musical confections, beginning with Clarence Williams' Washboard 4.
Thank you. sun went down and the jungle fire was burning. Down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountain. So come with me, we'll go and see the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night. Where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day. On the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings. In the big rock candy mountains, in the big rock candy mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the big rock candy mountains. In the big rock candy mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-goin' to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the big rock candy mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the big rock candy mountains.
And don't know that we've heard him on the show before, but that was American country blues singer and guitarist Mississippi John Hurt on December 28, 1928, with Candyman Blues. John Smith Hurt was born in 1892 or 93 in Teoc, Mississippi, but grew up in Avalon. Avalon, Mississippi, that is. As a child, he taught himself to play guitar and played for friends and at dances and worked as a farmer. In 1928, he had a chance to audition for OK Records, which led to two recording sessions, one in Memphis and one in New York. Unfortunately, his records were not commercial successes, and he returned to obscurity in Avalon until 1963, when he was rediscovered and performed extensively, both live and recording for Vanguard Records and the Library of Congress. Mississippi John Hurt died on November 2, 1966, in Granada, Mississippi. Before that was Harry K. McClintock, identified on the label of that September 6, 1928 Victor record, simply as Mac, and the big rock Candy Mountains. McClintock is generally credited with writing the song, and this was its first recording, made at the Hollywood Bowl right here in Los Angeles. There are also apparently several versions, running the gamut from G to X-rated. We started that Candy set with Clarence Williams' Washboard 4 and Candy Lips from January 29, 1927. The scat chorus was by Clarence Williams, and that was Benny Moten on clarinet. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast and part of the Global Community Radio Network. We've had all sorts of segment topics on the show over the years, but as far as I know, never one about shame. Now, isn't that a shame that we haven't had more songs about shame? Well, we're going to remedy that right now, beginning with Freddie Martin and his orchestra.
Thank you. You tempt with your lips, shame on you. You've got what it takes, it takes what you've got to awaken my heart. 'Cause you're acting the flirt, shame on you. You treat me like dirt, shame on you. You're mean as can be, oh say can't you see that you've taken my heart. Oh me, I can't get used to all your ways. Oh my, these nights I'm walking in a daze. Always hanging around, got no pride, can always be found at your side. 'Cause I'm calling you up and you're calling me down. Shame on you.
In the rain, tell me, ain't that a crying shame? I don't know where to find her. She says I'm all the blame, but ain't that a crying shame? Please tell me where my baby's hiding. Tell me why she went away. I'll go wild about my angel child if she stay another day. She took my best friend with her. That's why she went away. But ain't that a crying shame?
A fun record. Junie C. Cobb and his Grains of Corn, with Eugene C. Junie Cobb providing the vocal on Ain't It a Cryin' Shame. That unissued Vocalion test pressing was made in Chicago on July 13, 1929. Before that, it was the Gene Cardos Band, identified on the label of that August 30, 1933 Banner 78 as Gene's Merrymakers, with Shame on You. Harold Arlen wrote the tune and Dick Robertson sang the Edward Heyman lyric. We started off that Shameless Shame set with Buddy Clark and the Freddie Martin Orchestra with Isn't It a Shame, recorded in New York on September 14, 1934. Isn't It a Shame was written by Al Lewis, Al Sherman, and Abner Silver. The Rapidly Rotating Records request line is now open. In addition to posts to the Facebook page or website, postal mail, and email, you can now call to make requests for a particular song, artist, or segment topic, leave feedback about the show, ask questions, or make comments about the music, or just to say hi to let me know you're out there listening. The number is easy to remember. It's 1-234-PLAY-78s. Or, for the alphabetically challenged, 1-234-752-9787. It's available 24/7, and I'll do my best to personally answer. That's 1-234-PLAY-78s.
Listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
There were lots of birthdays this past week, but we've got just enough time to point out three of them, beginning with Ben Gage.
Saucy grin of the girl with the dreamy eyes. She sold the chocolate drops. I asked you, was I wise? I bought a few just to say how do to the girl with the dreamy eyes. I didn't know if she could sew or if she knew how to cook. I only know my heart went oh when she gave me that glad to see you look. Now at the baby shows, my son wins every prize. You know who his pretty mother is. It's the girl with the dreamy eyes. Thank you.
got no sympathy. Oh, baby, woe is me. You were right and I was wrong. I keep singing the whole day long in a mournful minor key. Oh, woe is me. Every night the sky is moonless. Every day is a dismal day. Every song I hear is tuneless. Please forgive and let me live again, huh? Woe is me. Now I know I was crazy to let you go. Love, you got me up a tree, tree. Whoa, 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 with me, yeah. Thank you.
Composer and songwriter Gene Schwartz was born November 4, 1878. He wrote dozens of tunes, the most famous probably being Chinatown, My Chinatown, but there we heard one of his less well-known compositions, New Hampshire, performed by the Columbians Dance Orchestra Deluxe on January 10, 1923. And that record is being played on the show for the first time. Songwriter James Cavanaugh was born October 29, 1892. His most famous song is probably Mississippi Mud, written with Harry Barris. He collaborated with lots of others, including Dick Sanford, with whom he wrote the words to Woe Is Me, which we heard performed by Fats Waller and his rhythm on August 20, 1935. Robert Emmerich wrote the tune. Ben Gage, G-A-G-E, was born October 29, 1914 in Wilmette, Illinois, and grew up in Evanston. He attended Lawrence College in Appleton, Wisconsin, and in addition to being a basketball star, he was 6'6", sang in the student dance band. In the summer of 1934, Anson Weeks and his orchestra were playing at the Trianon Ballroom in Chicago, and Ben asked for an audition. He got it, was signed up, and 2 weeks later was singing with the band at the Waldorf Astoria in New York City. At the time, he said he was going to stay with the Weeks band for a year and then go on to study law at Northwestern, but he wound up going to California and singing with Weeks and other bands until signing with NBC in 1947 as an announcer and singer. He was married to swimming star Esther Williams, known as America's Mermaid, for 14 years, until they divorced in 1959. Ben Gage died in Los Angeles on April 28, 1978. We heard Ben Gage with Anson Weeks and his orchestra and The Girl with the Dreamy Eyes, recorded by Brunswick on August 12, 1935. The Girl with the Dreamy Eyes was written by Michael Carr and Eddie Pola and was another Triple R debut. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.